Hello, listeners. This is Bala, and welcome to my podcast. Author of Commit to Win, Heidi Reeder quoted, "Any goal, regardless of how much it is cherished or how earnestly it is developed, will make little progress unless it is supported by commitment." Today, I have two guests. They are a showing example of commitments. I have distinguished Toastmaster and 2020 District 50 Humorous Contest winner, Dwayne Warnock, and his wife, distinguished Toastmaster, Kelly McMaster. Hello, Dwayne and Kelly. How are you?
Hey, Bala.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, Kelly. Dwayne, I have noticed you have studied radio broadcasting. Did that skill help you in completing 3 distinguished Toastmasters?
Well, I'm not sure where you did your research, but you're really good because I'm not sure that's out on social media anywhere. It was more of a hobby. It was never a career choice. It was just something that I did for fun at a point in my life when I was looking for a distraction and hadn't found Toastmasters yet. Does it help? It's hard to say. There are some skills that you pick up by just doing, just like in public speaking, that, you know, my first time in front of the microphone, I was choppy and nervous and lots of crutch words and not very smooth. And over time, you do get better at that. So I'm sure there's part of it in my delivery that's been incorporated, but I can't point at any direct benefit that I've received.
So it's a hobby. Do you still continue to do that?
I do not continue to do. Well, in my own mind, there's a radio station playing in my own mind all the time.
Got it.
Usually 70s and 80s classic rock. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Kelly, I could only find very few information about you on the internet. Are you hiding from us?
Yes.
Tell us about you, the city you grew up, family, especially about your contribution in SCORE.
Yes. I like to remain mysterious. I grew up in Los Angeles, California. My family still lives there. I have one sister. My parents divorced when I was young, and my father raised us, which is a whole different experience. I volunteer for SCORE. I'm a certified mentor. And what we do is mentor people who either want to start their business or are currently in business. And we help them with strategic planning, business planning, financial matters, e-commerce, and the like. It has been very rewarding to help people achieve their dreams.
Being a Texas resident, are you still a LA Lakers fan?
I don't talk about the Lakers in Texas.
That's smart.
So Dwayne, what's your mantra in getting 3 distinguished Toastmasters completed?
There is no mantra. It was just about giving speeches. Someone told me early on, don't speak for free, and I didn't understand what that meant. But if you think about all the opportunities that we have in my day job, in a lot of the volunteer work that I do, they do align with many of the projects in Toastmasters. So I always made sure when I could to get credit for the speeches or the projects that I was working on. And that's one of the things that I did like about Pathways when it came out. As much as I really respected the legacy program, Pathways is much more in alignment with a lot of the activities that I do in my day job and a lot of the service commitments that I have.
Congratulations. I heard you're the first one in completing 11 pathways in the district.
Yes. I actually had to do some research with a friend of mine, George Marshall, and I'm the 4th in the world and the 2nd in the country, apparently, at the time.
Wow, that's a great achievement. Congratulations again, Dwayne.
Thank you. Just giving lots of speeches. I want to thank all the people that had to put up with listening to me tell stories week after week after week, sometimes multiple times a week. At some point, I'd walk in and they'd see my name on the agenda going, ugh, here comes Warnock again. But they put up with me, so I'm grateful for that.
Dwayne and Kelly, like the founder of the Toastmaster, Dr. Ralph Smedley, said, the unprepared speaker has a right to be afraid. What's your preparation strategy and how soon would you start preparing for your speech?
I'm going to disagree with Dr. Smedley. When I start preparing, especially in contests, I start at the club level with an idea. and I make that presentation. If I'm successful, then I write an outline and continue on to the area using any feedback I get at the club level. I find that if I write a speech out word for word, it loses its authenticity. And my authenticity is how I connect with the audience. So I stick with a detailed outline, and I do give the speech several times before I compete.
Exactly, Kelly. Now that you're saying authenticity, I realize in some of my speech why I was not able to connect with the audience. How about you, Devane? What's your opinion on this?
Oh, she's totally spot on. I mean, we love listening to people who you can connect with and who are authentic, especially storytellers. You know, some of the most boring presentations I sit through in my day job are usually technical people that have lots of words on PowerPoint slides, and they are intent to read you every single word that's there. And that's great. And there may be moments when that's required to communicate a point that you have. But in our world, when you have the opportunity to tell stories, you know, give presentations, give Toastmaster speeches, the ones that are most interesting are the ones that connect with us in some way. You know, the humorous speech that I wrote it out the very first time that I gave it. And much like Kelly, I got a ton of feedback. Dude, this part's not funny. Dude, you know, hey, don't just use the ladies' panties. Get some tidy whities that are triple XL. That's even funnier. And you take that feedback and you work it into it. And it's not about memorizing a script. It's about at least understanding the order of the narrative that you want to tell, and then using the moments in an audience where you can connect. It made it much more complicated to compete on a TV screen with a bunch of blank windows than it is when you're in a room full of people that you can feed off their energy.
That's a great wisdom of thought, Devane and Kelly. I think that will be a huge tip for upcoming Toastmasters. Thank you so much. Finally, what's your future goal? How would Toastmasters support you in achieving the goal? Devane?
Wow. I don't have a lot of goals right now. You know, my goals originally when I joined Toastmasters was to become a DTM because I just thought that would be a great idea. Not sure why, but that was at least my goal at the time. When I ran both the Legacy and Pathways in parallel and got both at the beginning of this year, you know, the third one just happened because I continued to give speeches and took on the mantra of don't speak for free and just got credit for the things that I naturally did. At this point, it's less about me competing or giving speeches, and it's more about being a service to our clubs, to our district, wherever the organization needs it. At some point, I get much more fulfillment watching other people grow through this process than I do any future growth that I might have in the program.
That's great. The district awaits your service, and we are all looking forward for your coaching sessions, Devane. How about you, Kelly?
Well, my goals are to, as Devane said, be of service to the district in any way I can, and to also mentor new members, because watching them grow is the highlight of being a member in Toastmasters. I also will use my skills and improve them by giving classes for SCORE. We give Start Your Own Business classes, and later this year, I'll be giving courses on QuickBooks to new business owners so they can wrangle their financials, which seems to be a struggle for a lot of them. And I really look forward to helping others, and Toastmasters has allowed me to do that.
That's great. As a business owner, I would like to be part of the SCORE. I've never been there. So hearing from you, I think it's a good opportunity for me to see what's happening there.
Yes.
So you both contested in the humorous speech. Why don't we give a short speech for us?
I'm going to turn the microphone over to my wife because she's so much better on her feet than I will ever be.
During the pandemic, when we were told to isolate, I did the opposite. I'm somewhat of a rebel, and I went ahead and got a job at a local market. And I have to run out to the cars and ask them what they want to order. And there was one particular day when a woman came screeching up into the parking lot, rolled down her window, and from about 10 feet away, I could smell the vodka. And so I quickly asked her how I could help her, and it took her about 15 minutes to explain that to me.
Obviously.
I went and got what she wanted and got her out of the parking lot. I probably should have called the police.
At least she was fully clothed, right?
As far as I could tell, yes.
Joanne Kelly, it's wonderful meeting and knowing you. And on behalf of the listener, I thank you very much.
Thank you, Bala.
Thanks, Bala.
Thank you so much. Listeners, Heidi Reeder continued in her quote, "Just as motivation provides the energy to set the goal and begin the journey, commitment provides the power to stick with it over time so the goal can be actualized." Thank you, and meet you all in my next podcast.